Greenville, South Carolina will hold its Upstate Forever annual event in February, and it's an event that celebrates sensible growth and protecting special places in the upstate region of South Carolina. The Forever Green Awards Luncheon recognizes individuals and organizations for significant contributions in the fields of land conservation, water quality, air quality, sustainable development, public service, and volunteer work. For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch. The keynote speaker at Upstate Forever's Forever Green Awards Luncheon is Nell Newman. And I'm speaking with Nell right now. Yes, of that Newman. Nell is the daughter of Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward, two of the best known and most respected actors of the Golden Age of Hollywood. But Nell Newman chose not to go into that side of the family business. Instead, she decided to follow her dad and create a line of organic foods to contribute to the Newman's own group of foods. But first, there's another reason you were asked to speak, and that is that there is a connection between your family and Greenville.
Mike Polk, our representative, works there. No, I'm joking. My mother is from Greenville, South Carolina. North Carolina.
Aha! The press release doesn't mention that it's Greenville, North Carolina, but that's okay. And we're all connected. It's our own little version of 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. But let's talk about the real reason you're speaking at the event, and that's because you're the founder and president of Newman's Own Organics. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, when I moved, I went to college at College of the Atlantic in Bar Harbor, Maine, and ended up out in California in a little town called Santa Cruz, which is sort of the hub of the organics industry. And I remember working for a little nonprofit trying to raise money, and every once in a while thinking about what Dad was doing with his company and thinking how easy that looked by comparison as trying to raise money for a small nonprofit. And I convinced my father to let us try doing something similar, a product that would be all organic and giving the money to charity. He liked the idea and let us get going with it. Santa Cruz was really my inspiration for it because there was so much more organic available out here than there was in Maine when I went to college.
So your dad helped you to get started. How did he do that?
Well, back in those days, you were really limited by what ingredients you could find or if you could find a manufacturer. So he told my business partner and I he would pay us each to go do research for a year. You would pay us each $15,000 to go do research for a year, which we did. And at that time, snacks were booming and carbs were in. So we decided to do pretzels because there wasn't a really great organic pretzel on the market. And we knew that simple ingredients, we found a manufacturer after much trouble. And we knew it was my dad's favorite snack when I was growing up.
Okay.
So that was our rationale for pretzels. And within 1 year, we were the number one snack food in the natural foods industry. And that was our first item.
And we should mention here that Peter Meehan is your business partner. So I guess that went well. But did Dad approve?
Oh, he loved it. I mean, you know, he was part of our tasting team. And he loved it.
Is it getting easier to find sources of organic foods and products?
Oh, that was 20 years ago. Now it's hard to find a segment of the market that you can go into that isn't already organic. I mean, within 20 years, it's gone from you can't find any ingredients to you can't find an area that hasn't already been done. In the old days, you could say, well, you know, there aren't any good organic cookies out, so you could go to the cookie section and do cookies. But that's certainly changed. There's something organic available in every category.
So what kind of organic cookies did you do?
We did chocolate second, and then we had this great idea to do a cookie called a Fig Newman. And it was still early on. Pete came up with the name Fig Newman. And we didn't do them for a long time. One of the reasons was because we never saw any organic figs available. So one day I made a phone call because, you know, all the fig bars were using organic flour but not organic figs. And so I started making phone calls to organic growers. And the second phone call found a woman who was a grower. She had a couple hundred acres worth of organic figs, and she had to sell them all as conventional because nobody would pay her the premium for her organic figs. So that was where we discovered that we could actually that we became number one in cookies pretty quickly after that, too. Now we have chocolate chip cookies. We've got alphabet cookies. We have three different kinds of fig bars. And what else do we have? Something else just flitted through my brain, but it's too early. Anyways, we have a very wide selection of Numinos, also Gingeros, cream-filled cookies that are just lovely. And we also have something that you may or may not be familiar with, Hermits. Are you familiar with Hermits?
Uh-uh.
It's sort of an old-fashioned cookie. You can find the recipe in The Joy of Cooking. It's a sort of a spice bar cookie.
Mm. Well, so where do you go from here? Things have changed entirely. Not only is it a matter of being organic, it's also a matter of being organic without, we're all watching, trying not to become type 2 diabetics here.
Obviously, yes. Eat a lot of vegetables along with your cookies.
Oh, well, okay. Organic vegetables.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You know.
Well, what about popcorn? Would that qualify as a vegetable?
Oh, we actually do have popcorn, microwave popcorn, and we also have an organic version of it.
Wonderful. See, so there's your vegetable right there to go with the cookie.
Yeah.
Now, this sounds like a full-time job, so I gather you don't do the acting thing?
Oh, I did when I was little, but it was very different when I was little. When I acted in movies, I was 8 and 12, I think, and they were all movies that my father was directing or my mother was in. That was a very different experience. You know, that was fun, family. And then I went to acting school and discovered that I really just wanted to be a biologist. So that was short-lived, very different professionally.
Yeah.
And that was rapidly pointed out to me in acting school.
Well, let's remind everyone again about Upstate Forever, and you're being the keynote speaker for the Forever Green Annual Awards Luncheon. That will be on Thursday, February 21st at 11:30 a.m. at the Embassy Suites at 670 Verde Boulevard in Greenville, South Carolina. For those who need more information, contact Billy Young at 864-232-2302. Nell Newman, founder and president of Newman's Own Organics. Do you have a web page or Facebook account?
We do have a Newman's Own Organics website. There is also a Facebook page attached to it. And I think also, my Facebook page is attached to it also, I think.
Nell Newman, founder and president of Newman's Own Organics, the second generation. I appreciate you getting up so early out there in California to speak with me. It's been a pleasure.
I'm really looking forward to it. It's been a long time since I've been back down to my mom's old stomping grounds, so I'm really looking forward to it.
For WNCW, I'm Pam Bunch.